once you're in the middle of in a society that's sort of falling apart, you realize that a healthy society is not just one that is wealthy. It is also one that is cultured and one that is sensitive. And I think war emphasizes this.
That's Amjad Dhabi. He's a pianist from Syria, and he'll be studying music at Baylor starting this year. He and his friend Andre Magdisi, a violinist starting at MCC, studied at the Damascus Conservatory in Syria together. They met Baylor professor Bradley Bolin while he was with American Voices, an NGO that teaches music workshops in war-torn countries. The 2010 workshop was the first and last at the Damascus Conservatory.
At that point, we had an ongoing education in the conservatory. And so when Dr. Bolin left, there were contacts about how we would come to the States later. So the seed of the idea was planted then.
Fighting in Syria started in the spring of 2011 during a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. The violence has escalated into a civil war between government forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad and those seeking to oust him. As the fighting has escalated, travel has become increasingly difficult inside Syria. So when American Voices returned to the Middle East in 2011 and 2012, they didn't return to Syria, but went to neighboring Jordan and Lebanon instead. Despite the mounting danger crossing the border, Andre still risked the trek out of Syria in order to participate in the program.
Even it was like dangerous to go that time to Lebanon or to Jordan because there were some fighting on the near the borders, but I had to do it because there was no choice. I have to just take some lessons.
Andre says that many of the music professors at the Damascus Conservatory were from out of the country, especially Russia. And each summer as the war continued, he worried that they wouldn't come back. And then they didn't.
I remember that I was talking with Dr. Bradley after the piano concert, after the Yes Academy piano concert, and my teacher from Russia called me and he said, Andre, I'm sorry, I will not come to Syria this year, so try to find another teacher. So I closed the phone and I like told Dr. Bradley, I have no teacher.
Andre had no teacher. Amjad's teacher had been gone for a year. And with the war escalating, Dr. Bolin and American Voices started making moves to get them to the U.S. through Bangkok.
We had that conversation on the balcony.
Yes.
At the closing party, and of course, we didn't really know it was going to be possible, and all I could see was all the hurdles, you know, we had to cross. But something they're probably both a little shy about is that, you know, to say they were going to go to Bangkok to study or to get away was not a casual decision. I practically, as they know, begged, kicked, and screamed for weeks or months on the internet. Amjad ultimately got injured in a car bomb.
A car bomb exploded outside of Amjad's house, lacerating his face. And Andre, he got caught in a firefight in Damascus while out trying to sell his laptop. The guys were convinced. Amjad and Andre took American Voices' offer and flew to Bangkok in the fall of 2012. In a strange city with nothing to do but practice their auditions and study the SAT, Amjad says they were bored and worried.
I'd like to say that, okay, I will leave all my family, my friends in Syria and the world. You know, sometimes, like, for 3, 4, 5 days, there's no internet connection there, and you don't know anything about them, if they are safe or no.
But their hard work has paid off. Amjad got into Baylor, and Andre's going to MCC. They both start this fall. But someday, Andre says, they need to return to Syria.
Syria needs engineers, doctors, but also they need musicians to teach the new generation that will come at that time that war is not everything.
For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.